nearly every day before your office went, quote, casual. I used to be the CEO of your closet. Now I'm just that one intern no one ever talks to. I always thought you'd circle back with me, get granular, keep me in the pipeline. But nada, nothing. Don't you remember the McKittrick presentation? You spilled coffee on me and I still looked amazing during the breakout talkback Q&A. So, I think it's time for me to move on. I've got a great resume and I absolutely crush it in interviews, okay? Let's make this a clean break. Shift the paradigm. The only thing I ask is that you think outside the box here and do this. Take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Money, money, money.
Oh, boy. I finished my sitz bath just in time. Let's get the latest investment news. It's time for the Bloomberg Market Minute on 700 WLW.
Mr. Bellinger standing by. And Jeff, you say a lot of employers are now budgeting for bigger raises. That's good news.
A next raise will not put you ahead of inflation with the cost of living rising at a 7% annual rate, but there is a good chance the boss is increasing the budget for salary hikes. A third of the companies surveyed by Willis Towers Watson have revised their original salary projections upward for this year. The changes are mainly being driven by the tight labor market because the Great Resignation shows no sign of easing.
But at least at one Wall Street firm, you better get a booster.
That's right. Blackstone now joining the big Wall Street companies and pressuring workers to get jabs and more frequent COVID-19 tests. The asset manager told employees they must get boosters as soon as practically possible in order to continue to work at company facilities. Office workers will be tested on site three times each week. Blackstone and other financial firms are confronted with a surge in new infections that is upending their efforts to fully reopen their offices.
All right, a big birthday coming up in a couple of months for Oreo. Which one?
Well, Oreos, they were number
one. Well, which birthday?
Okay, 110. Oreos were introduced in March of 1912. The cookies are still going strong. A limited edition Oreo chocolate confetti cake cookie is going to be released to celebrate the 110th birthday. You can pre-order the cookies now at Oreo.com. They'll be in stores nationwide starting January 31st, providing there are no big supply chain issues.
And guess what else turns 100 in March? 100 years old this March. This radio station, Jeff
Miller. Oh.
This radio station. 100 well. In March. And now that you brought this up, they'll celebrate with like a bag of Oreos. That'll be it. You'll see.
Oreos for everybody.
Everybody. No, to share. To share. All right, futures then.
All right, futures pointing a little bit higher. The S&P futures up 3 points. NASDAQ futures are up 13. And the Dow futures are up 51. From Bloomberg, I'm Jeff Bellinger on News Radio 700 WLW.
700 WLW. ABC's Brad Garrett joins me to talk about crime and terror. And Brad, first of all, good to have you. How you doing?
I'm excellent. Thank you, man.
All right, crime rates are up. The number of people shot by police officers is down. And typically, they tend to run together, don't they?
They do. They do. Higher number of violent crime, homicide numbers, higher number of people shot and killed by police. But we had, that didn't happen last year. We actually had a reduction in fatal police shootings, down 150 to 200 from the previous year. Interesting, and you know how we got there. Obviously, there's not a simple answer, but there are some reasonable answers that may fill in as to why that happened.
Well, I think it's just a disengagement on the part of the police. If whatever proactive policing they involve themselves in will be seen as profiling, why get yourself in trouble? Just answer the calls as they come in. Other than that, drive around or walk around and kill your time.
Right, and I do think some of that's going on. Perhaps a little bit of it justified, maybe a lot of it not justified. But yes, if you don't feel like a city or county's got your back, and they're talking about cutting your budget, cutting your salary, changing your retirement, et cetera, then people are less motivated to do their job. And, you know, the sad reality is that to reduce your homicide and other violent crime numbers, you need the police. And you need the police to be proactive and do, you know, I would say judicious stop and frisk and car stops, because they do need to be done. They just need to be done correctly.
Yeah.
And developing relationships with, you know, troubled parts of Cincinnati, troubled in that they have a lot of violence in them, because those relationships is what solves crimes and also gives you information about shootings between, let's say, two groups or two individuals that's about to occur. If you don't have that, then you continue to play reactive. And then on top of that, if your attitude is, I don't feel like I can really do this to the degree or level I did it before. And so you don't really dive into these cases, because some homicide cases are just not easy to solve. And they take a lot of time, a lot of relationship building with people to get answers. That's where the trouble lies here, in my view, with these numbers.
Well, fewer people want to be cops. We have one of our hosts here on the weekend was a former police officer, probably, I would think, around early 70s, and a prosecutor after that. And he makes the point that when they used to look for a recruit class for the police, they would have to hold that test at the convention center. And today, they're lucky if they get 20 people who want to be a cop. So, I mean, you used to have, pick from a much larger potential group than you can today. It's just, it seems like 90% of the people who wanted to be a cop in years gone by do not want that job today.
And, you know, and unfortunately, Mike, it really comes back on the city, in this case, Cincinnati, in developing a positive recruiting position and talking about, yes, there's been problems. Yes, we've had issues with morale, but it is changing. And, you know, you can't tell people, well, we want you to become a police officer, but we're going to cut the budget and even pay you less than we advertise it.
Right.
You can't obviously do those things. You have to show that, yes, we as the system have your back, you know, if in fact you follow the law and you follow the rules and regulations. Keeping in mind, obviously, police get involved in reactive things every day, and they make decisions. Sometimes they make the wrong ones, because we all make wrong decisions sometimes.
Well, the other problem is you have prosecutors in place now, where if you do make an arrest, they're going to let them back out the same day. I mean, Philadelphia has that issue. Manhattan's about to have that issue. Chicago has that issue. In fact, in Chicago, Kim Fox, I think it was, she wouldn't prosecute anybody in a gun battle that was between people on the street and people in the house, because she said it was mutual combat. So that pretty much legalizes mutual combat, and that sort of nonsense is going to keep a lot of people from wanting to be a cop.
Well, of course it is. You know, and again, does that rationally make any sense?
No.
Of course not. And so again, you know, words affect people. They have meaning. And whether you're a politician or you're a district commander in one of the divisions or precincts in Cincinnati, what you say and what you do does matter. And that's why we have to be careful about what we say. And we have to create, or at least attempt to start to build, a more positive attitude about law enforcement and so forth. I'm not suggesting
you do, but let me just say this. In part, the media has to stop pretending that people who throw Molotov cocktails are speaking for the community. They're not. The community isn't out there on the street. You have to go to them and find out what their attitudes are toward the police, and not take the word for people who are throwing rocks at cops.
Well, that is exactly right. And again, that goes to the police and the prosecutor and probably the mayor in many cities being open with the people about what they have and what they don't have. And even talking about what the police face, and that, you know, you need to help the police if you want your particular community to be safer and to rid your community of certain individuals or groups that are the primary cause of the violence in a particular X number of city blocks, let's say. But, you know, like I said, it's very complex. And when you create attitudes where the police don't want to be the police and they feel like if they actually do their job proactively, that they're going to end up getting abused over doing that, none of that works, obviously.
Well, a lot of people would like to see them able to be sued. Well, you want to wait for all hell to break loose, because anybody can sue a cop for any reason. You put those handcuffs on too tight. I'm suing. I mean, that would be the end of law enforcement as we know it. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah. I mean, there is a reason, right? There is a reason why law enforcement has a certain amount of immunity for what you're talking about.
Yes, they have to. So, all right, Brad, out of time. Got to run. I'll thank you for yours and talk to you next week, most likely.
Sounds good. See you, Mike.
Take it easy. I got to check our traffic.
Yes.
Yeah, that shootout in Chicago, people got killed in that.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no, that was mutual combat. Not going to indict anybody. Are you crazy? So I guess anybody can do that now. In Chicago, anyway.
Right.
In that county. All right, traffic-wise, what's going on?
Well, things are really getting complicated eastbound on the lateral. It turns out that there is either a piece of an expansion joint that's sticking out of the roadway, or there's some chunks of concrete that are missing, but about 7 to 9 people hit it. And there are at least that many cars that need help now because a lot of them have double flats.
Is that east or west?
Eastbound.
Eastbound.
And the right lane is blocked off. Traffic's now backing up to 75 because of it. And the ramp from Reading to eastbound on the lateral is also blocked off for the same problem. This all from the UC Health Traffic Center. UC Health Weight Loss Center offers long-term weight loss solutions that transform lives. To learn more, call 513-939-2263. That's 939-2263. Everything else, pretty good shape. No longer a delay westbound 275 at Loveland from an earlier accident. Chuck Ingram, News Radio 700 WLW.
From the 9 First Warning Weather Center, we got cloudy skies for days to come, as a matter of fact, including today with a high of 43 overnight. Calling it overcast because it sounds better. 29 overnight, and then more clouds tomorrow with a high 37. It's cloudy Saturday and might get a little bit of snow on Sunday. We shall see. Temp right now, 33 degrees. That's all we got. 700 WLW.
We were amazed when we found over a dozen golf balls.
I couldn't believe what we saw in the x-ray.
Actual stories from the emergency room.
He said he had no idea how the golf balls got there.
There was an entire coho salmon in there.
The Things Found Inside of People podcast.
She said she slipped, fell, and landed on it.
There are a lot of shows to listen to these days. Make sure it's a show worth your time. I suggest The Scott Sloan Show.
We've got national stuff to hash up. Of course, local stuff. Big problems, small problems. So let's you and I put our heads together and do this thing.
Check out Sloney this morning at 9 on 700 WLW. And be sure to catch his podcast on the iHeart.
So you get every dollar you deserve. So why wait? Schedule an appointment with one of their tax pros and learn more at JacksonHewitt.com.
Time is 8:22, 700 WLW. Wah, 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 wah. If you're stuck in that mess on the lateral, you know what it is, you give a call, 513-749-7000. Just kind of curious, that doesn't happen very often. Meanwhile, what did I have? We were talking about the cops earlier. And, yeah, it was Mike Allen, I guess you gathered from the description of who I was talking about, made that point that when he was a cop, and I've talked to cops, who were cops earlier than that, guys who retired, 15, 20 years ago. And they said, back in the 1960s, if you wanted to be a cop, you better not have had a parking ticket, much less a moving violation, because that many people wanted to be cops and that many people had pretty clean records. They could afford to be a lot choosier back then. But, even Mike made the point that you needed to take the test to be a cop, they needed the convention center to fit all the people in there who wanted to be a cop. And I'm guessing it was the early 70s, I think. And I'm sure for years prior to that, it was that way, too. So now it's that's an absolute necessary line of work that doesn't get anywhere near the appreciation that it calls for. And granted, you're not busy saving lives all day long, but, cops are called to fix situations that you and I don't want to involve ourselves in. Whatever. A noise in the basement, whatever it might be, a prowler outside. The things we don't want to deal with, we call someone else to do that for us, and they actually show up and do it. Then people badmouth them. Go figure. All right, 8:24, got to get a pause in.
Place with one touch. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
iHeartRadio.
Discover.
discover music, radio, and podcasts you'll love.
Money, money, money.
My toenails look like monster claws. Luckily, I can clip them while getting the latest investment news. Here's the latest financial news from the Bloomberg Market Minute on 700 WLW.
All right, Jeff Bellinger, what do we have? A couple things going on. You have a report on producer prices and an unemployment number. What's first?
I will go with the producer prices. Last month's jump in wholesale level inflation was smaller than expected. Some welcome news. The producer price index rose 0.2% in December. The increase for all of 2021 came in at 9.7%. That, of course, could mean more pressure on retail prices down the road. And there was a surprise increase last week in the number of workers filing new claims for unemployment benefits. We may be seeing some dismissals from the surge in Omicron infections. The Labor Department counted 230,000 new applications, and that's up from 207,000 the week before.
How about that? All right, Microsoft has hired away one of Apple's key engineers.
Yes, Mike Filippo is his name. He's jumping ship to work on semiconductors within Microsoft's Azure group. The move suggests Microsoft is stepping up its work on homegrown chips for its servers, the servers that power its Azure cloud computing services. Cloud rivals Google and Amazon also working to develop their custom chips.
What, Apple couldn't afford to keep them? Come on. Kidding. All right, high-level meeting on open-source software security to be held at the White House today, a high-level meeting.
Yes, some of the biggest names in tech will be there. Amazon, Apple, Meta Platforms, and Google will be represented by officials and officials from several federal agencies, including the Pentagon, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Commerce Department will be attending. This session was set up after a flaw was discovered in one widely used software program that temporarily made millions of systems worldwide vulnerable to hackers.
How about that? All right, so futures, please.
They're pointing higher this morning. S&P futures are up 8 points. NASDAQ futures are up 30 now. And the Dow futures are up 103. From Bloomberg, I'm Jeff Bellinger on News Radio 700 WLW.
700 WLW. Once a week, get together with our business insider. He'd be Mr. Greg Stebbin. This was something interesting going on in the world of business that maybe you could apply to your business. And it's a weird one this time, Greg. This company... let's see, was it Fast Company? Or is that the website that had
it? That was in Fast Company.
Fast Company. Yes. What they'll do is they'll bring in a new hire, and after a couple of weeks, they'll ask you if you want to stay. Do you like the job? Is it what you intended? And if you don't like it, they'll give you $5,000 to quit right there. And so far, no one's taking the money.
Well, it's an interesting idea, and I think it has value not only to the company, but to the employee who might find that they took a job and it wasn't the right job for them.
Right.
And there's a lot of reasons I might not like the job, right? I might have misunderstood the job, or they misunderstood what I was capable of. I might not like my boss or my team. Yep. I mean, there's a lot of things that can go wrong in those first couple of weeks.
Sure.
And I think the idea here is for what I like about this company is that they have really come to appreciate that when people take jobs and want to leave, but they don't, it costs the company a fortune. And it's not just that they're unhappy and you have to deal with their unhappiness and maybe they don't produce as much as they could. And it wouldn't it be great if we had somebody doing this job who loved it and was great at it. But don't forget about the cost on the morale of the rest of the team. If you're not happy in your job, there's a cost with everybody you interact with, because a great team can do great things, and a team that's not functioning in a way that's great is never going to produce great things.
Right. Well, he said he got this idea from another company that was offering people, $1,000, excuse me, if you didn't like the job, and it would be dependent to a degree on what these jobs pay. This Fast Company, I guess... Well, he said that you have people making $80,000 to $100,000. They might not take $1,000 to leave or $2,000, but $5,000, if they are unhappy, that might be the magic number that gets them to go.
Yeah. So it's what's interesting here is part of what he's done here. The company's called Trainual, and they're actually in the business of helping other companies onboard new employees. So what we're talking about here is what this company does. and they're, you know, they're trying to drink their own Kool-Aid, right?
Right.
But the idea here is that where they got this idea was from Zappos, you know, the shoe company.
Yes.
And Zappos would do this during their training period. Zappos is notorious for having a very rigorous training program and creating very loyal employees. So part of this is an employee. Part of this is a loyalty test. Now, Trainual tried this by offering $2,500, and they realized for employees at a certain level that wasn't going to be enough money. Zappos was offering $1,000 at the end of the first week or so of the training. So you could adjust this to your company. And, it, you know, there's all kinds of ways you might make this work if you start with the end goal of if someone's not in the right job, if they made a mistake by taking the job or we made a mistake by hiring them, let's make it as easy as possible for them to leave. So no shame. And actually rewarding them for doing the right thing for themselves and the company. And I think part of the rationale here is, in the case of these $80,000 to $100,000 employees, if they realize they're in the wrong job, giving them $5,000 gives them a little bit of a financial buffer. So it's not that it should just feel like free money in your pocket, but right. Now I have a little bit of financial resource to lean on so I can go out and get another job and get a great job that's a great fit for me.
I tell you where the pressure goes in all this is the HR department, those doing the hiring. If you hire five people and all five of them after 2 weeks want $5,000 to leave, that onus is back on you. That's where the pressure lies, I would think.
I completely agree. And, you know, I don't know, maybe you get $5,000 if you're in the HR department. You get $5,000 to leave if you've been, you know, producing too many of these problems. But you're absolutely right. And I think it's beneficial for the HR department. And if they're good at their jobs, it really drives home for them the cost of making a hire that's not a great fit. And so you know that the HR department is adjusting the things they do when someone takes the $5,000 and kind of doing a postmortem to go, well, how did we blow it on this one?
Yeah.
So I think it's an interesting idea. I'm sure it's an experiment in a sense. We'll see how it plays out. But I think the idea of it is good, and that is if someone's not a good fit at your company or on your team, make it easy and worthwhile for them to leave, because ultimately it's got to be worth more than $5,000 or this company wouldn't be offering that kind of bounty.
Sure. Well, listen, Greg Stebbin, I have to run. I want to mention, in case you didn't know, you're on Twitter at Greg Stebbin, S-T-E-B-B-E-N. So people can follow you there. Yeah. And we'll talk again next week, I would vote. Thanks so much for being here.
You bet. It's great to be here.
You bet. All right. What do we got? We got, I think it's about Chuck Ingram time. I think so. So did you hear the gist of that?
I did hear the gist
this
of that.
This company give $5,000 after a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
If you're not happy, you can leave. So if every company did this, you could make $10,000 a month quitting, which would be $120,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Just telling everyone you're not happy there. That's hilarious. $5,000 if you're not happy, you can leave.
Huh.
After 2 weeks.
Yes. You could put up with that for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd leave if I was perfectly happy because I can go get another $5,000 two weeks from now. I can collect somewhere else.
That's right.
In the world. That's interesting. Other end of the equation,
mm-hmm.
You have the tough boss here.
Yes.
This is interesting about Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison, the inventor Thomas Edison.
Right.
If he was thinking of hiring somebody, typically an engineer, he would make any job applicant he was considering hiring eat soup in front of him. Why would that be?
Hmm.
Well, if he was considering hiring you, he would take you to lunch with the rest of his engineers and order soup for everyone at the table. He wanted to see if you would season it before you tasted it.
Huh.
Because, in his opinion, he doesn't like people who work on assumptions. He likes people who are curious, who would taste the soup first, then decide if it needed either salt or pepper. He said the absence of curiosity and willingness to ask questions were antithetical to innovation. So if somebody did salt their soup before they tasted it and wondered why they're not working for Thomas Edison, that's a reason why. Yeah. And I guess he figured it worked for him because he continued to do it. So, of course, you wouldn't get away with that today. You go for a job, you know, well, first you have to eat soup. Come on. Now, this article does point out all the things that would be wrong with trying to do something like that today. Simply, you couldn't. You can't even ask people, you know, real important questions, much less make them eat soup.
Right.
All right, taking a look out there, what's going on in the world?
From the UC Health Traffic Center, UC Health Weight Loss Center offers long-term weight loss solutions that transform lives. To learn more, call 513-939-2263. That's 939-2263. The repair crew from Norwood did a great job. Quick west or eastbound on the lateral before Montgomery Road to repair the roadway. Traffic's now looking pretty good between Paddock and 71. I'm not seeing any problems elsewhere. Southbound 75 doing fine through Lachlan, and westbound 275 has recovered at Loveland. Chuck Ingram, News Radio 700 WLW.
All right, weather forecast. Got a lot of clouds around for days on end because it's wintertime in Cincinnati. So 43 a high today. 29 overnight. Tomorrow, 37 is your high. And then Saturday and Sunday, clouds Saturday, a chance of some snow on Sunday, which will be nice. Temp right now, where to go? 34 degrees at 700 WLW. And speaking of business and people being in business, this Whole Foods has been putting up with a situation with the U.S. Labor Board where they're trying to say that the Whole Foods is violating the rights of their employees by not allowing them to wear Black Lives Matter masks when they're at work. And I think most employers, sensible employers anyway, would like their building, their business, their whatever to be as apolitical as possible. You know, you want people who support Black Lives Matter. You want MAGA hatters. You want everybody to buy their groceries from you. You do. And anything that's going to suggest that that's going to bring politics where it doesn't have to be. I mean, you own the business. How do you not have the right to say that? December 17th, filing with the National Labor Relations Board, Whole Foods denied the agency general counsel's allegations. The company violated federal labor law by banning employees from wearing Black Lives Matter insignia and punishing staff around the country who did. The filing's a response to the labor board's accusation that by prohibiting Black Lives Matter messages at work, the company interfered with employees' rights under the National Labor Relations Act to engage in concerted activities for their mutual aid and protection. Whatever that means. Would they have done the same for MAGA hats? You know, I'm sure Whole Foods doesn't want either one of them. They just want people to buy their groceries, be happy with their groceries, have somebody smiling at the checkout, and be done with it. So we'll see where this goes. I don't see how the government can coerce a business into deciding what their employees can and cannot wear insignia-wise at work. But we'll see where it goes. All right, what do we got here? About 8:51 now, 700 WLW. Working a quick call from Jeff, and then we'll get a pause in here. Jeff, go ahead. You're up. What's up?
Hey, Mike, agree with you 200%. Politics don't belong at work. That said, this thinking liberal lives in the Dayton, Ohio area and has since 2000, and I wouldn't move to Florida or Texas for nothing. Sorry. Been there, done that. They don't tax my military retirement in Ohio, which I guess they don't in either of those two states either. That said, though, I'm a non-union truck driver, and I make more money here because it's not right to work than I would in either of those two states. My wife's a teacher, also a union member, and she makes far more than our teacher friend in San Antonio with comparable experience. So I'm sorry. We're staying here. We're not going to humidity and hurricanes.
Well, I'm not moving to Florida because the traffic lights are too long.
Well, there's that, too.
I'm happy to visit, but I'm not staying because the traffic lights are way too long.
I like it up here. Cincinnati is a great town. I deliver to the Michigan-based retailer with Jay in their name, and I've had this job for 20 years now. I love it.
Well, enjoy.
Okay. Thanks, sir.
All right, you bet. Have a good one. See you right back. 700 WLW.
His name, Rocky Boyman.
I like to have fun, but within limits.
His name, Eddie Fingers.
Do I like to cause trouble? Dirt.
Combined, these agents are known as Eddie and Rocky.
We like a good time. You like a good time.
It's a match made in heaven.
Their mission, supplying enjoyment.
Let's get together for some fun.
Give you some well-needed laughs.
Eddie and Rocky, this afternoon at 3 on 700 WLW.
This report.
3BG Cincinnati.
All right, it's a couple away from news time. 700 WLW. Sloan is around. He will be in. I'm not sure what he's doing. I got no information. It'll be a talk show for sure, and it'll kick off up to 9:06. He'll be around for that. 9:06. Thank you very much. And so one story I had here to wrap things up. I should save this for tomorrow because I have questions about it. Yeah, this case, and maybe, I don't know if Eddie Rocky already did the story, but it's a teacher who was arrested after his mother unknowingly brought a batch of pot brownies he had made to a card game for her senior citizens. He lives in South Dakota, so he drove to Colorado where he can buy all sorts of cannabis-related items, and he bought cannabis butter. I'd never heard of cannabis butter. He bought a pound of cannabis butter, and to make the pot brownies, he used a half pound of cannabis butter. I have no idea how potent cannabis butter is because I've never heard of it before.